Talking lighting here at Rosie on the House. Wrapping up this final segment. What are we missing? I want to get to styles and trends a little bit. But all these new technologies, are they working with our existing wiring? Or are we going to see a point in the future where, you know, this light doesn't work unless it's a new home because it requires this different type of infrastructure?
I don't think it's going to change that much. We still have...
Moving electrons hasn't changed.
It really hasn't, yeah. I mean, you may see some more DC motors coming into the fans, and I mean, that's pretty much the way to go on a fan anymore. I don't think a lot of that's going to change. Like I say, the only thing that may change is, like we were talking earlier, you may drop that switch leg. You may go from a house that has a 500-amp panel down to a 200-amp panel, because that's all he needs is to run his, air conditioners, heaters, and that, refrigerators and that kind of stuff. And even refrigerators are coming way down in wattage usage. So you may see that change. But I don't know that I'd see a whole lot of the, going from a 12-2 wire down to a bell wire maybe, but that's going to be down the road a little ways, I think.
Current styles?
Current styles, here there's a lot of new woods coming out, which is, everything's kind of going back to the country a little bit, or open geometrics. And this is where we're talking, David was talking about the small LED stuff. They've got the room now to incorporate it into some transitional and some rather than just your higher, up fixtures. So they can move that around now. So your blacks, your bronzes and your brushed nickels are still very popular, but we're seeing a lot of mix now, like black and gold, black and wood. The golds are coming back. A lot of the country feel is coming back this next few years.
And that's a style, the country style, that to me never gets old. It's not going to be something like the 80s brass that it was short-lived.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The brass is still not there. We're talking gold color. So the brass isn't coming back anytime soon, I don't think. But a lot of open fixtures, where you can see through geometric shapes. So that's, and that can still be, and that can work in a country home. It can work, pendants over an island. It's maybe a country kitchen, and it's got a geometric fixture over the island. That kind of stuff is working real well right now.
And your showroom is located at?
8920 East San Victor Drive in Scottsdale.
Kind of in the 101. If you're close to Mustang Library, you're close.
Yeah, right. We're just south of the Mustang Library, just south of the Scottsdale Hospital there, or Honor Health, I think it is now. So we're just south of that. We're tucked in a little cul-de-sac. We've been there almost 30 years now, if not more.
Don't want to count.
Yeah, exactly.
It's long enough you don't want to know.
and we've got a great team. Bob's been there for 25 years, and so we're in good shape as far as having some talent to keep you up.
My biggest takeaway was that light. Natural light is different. There's the light looks all different all over the world. So, what is that to you? Why is it red in Louisiana sometimes at night, Gary? You look right at that sun. In the west, the sky gets red
There could be some clouds that are reflecting off of it, too, and it could be the white cirrus clouds or the dark clouds and all that. The biggest lighting issue I ever had was fish in the basin, and the light was directly in my face while I'm trying to cast toward that stump because there's a brim or a sockeye waiting for me. But the contrast, I mean, even some of the sunsets here in Arizona look nothing like the ones in Louisiana.
Well, you don't get the clouds. You don't get those big displays. It's like all the clouds will turn red, but in Louisiana there won't be clouds and it'll just be a red ball. Is that because you're so close to the ocean and it's tied to that red in the morning, sailor's warning, red at night, sailor's delight?
You know, I never thought about that, but you could be right because, like, Lafayette's 90 miles from the Gulf.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if it has something to do with it. Natural light is not the same at all over. It all comes from the sun, but the atmosphere, the colors, the clouds, the location, that...
Newton's law of motion doesn't apply here either. That was the 7 o'clock hour, folks.
Well, next Saturday, we've got a great lineup for you as well. It'll be the last of our projects to do around the house, talking all the different applications to tile. February moves into our plumbing month. And we've got a great lineup covering deep topics on all different types of the plumbing systems in our home. Water heaters, water supply, water drainage. Tell you what, I've said it before. I would rather give up my air conditioning than my hot water heater. Those hot showers.
They come in handy.
Yeah. Till next Saturday, be thankful for the God above you, the ones beside you, and the life before you.